Take that, imperialist Russians. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. To punish Putin for arranging the spontaneous secession of Crimea, the president has lowered the boom on Russia. Well, on seven Russians. Actually, only on the assets of seven Russians. Their Starbucks cards no longer work, I'm pretty sure about that. But you know what's refreshing? All of a sudden, the U.S. doesn't look quite so imperialist anymore, do we? We haven't pulled anything like this since Texas spontaneously decided to leave Mexico. At least that's the way they taught it when I was in school. So now the question is, what about the region immediately north of Crimea, which is also pro-Russian? That's where CBS's Charlie Daggett decided to take the pulse of the nearest crowd.
If you had a referendum here, like in Crimea, how would you vote?
Live за Россию.
Would everybody here vote Russia? Yeah!
More happy Russians eager to leave Ukraine. And what does that mean? It means what's left of Ukraine is even more pro-Western than it was when Putin started all this out of fear Ukraine was becoming too pro-Western. And you see where that leads. Ukraine would very soon be one wall away from being like East and West Germany. I was in Berlin when the wall came down, making the trip from the West to the East, which took you back about 40 years to a world that smelled like burning coal and served as a reality show of communist deprivation side by side with Western prosperity. If Putin wants a do-over of those years, bring it on. Let the world see for itself. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.